We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The standard has been set.
Bottom line is we're just getting started.
Time to chase it.
Ball came out. Oregon's got it. It's going to go to the house.
Pitman with the ball, get it upfield, and he's going to score.
Kick is up on the way. It's gone.
Camden Lewis.
I can win a ball game for you.
The DNA and their competitive character is something really, really special.
Are you kidding me? Touchdown, C.J. Verdell.
Football means a lot here. We want to turn it up right away. We don't waste an opportunity.
This is the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Pepsi and Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks! Drink Pepsi. And by Country Financial. Protect what matters. From the Country Financial Studios alongside Mike Jorgensen and Joey Mack, here's the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show, and it's the Country Financial Studio. I'm Terry Johns, not Jerry Allen, who is still taking care of his family, doing all of those things. And Joey Mack would be here filling. I guess I'm filling in for Joey Mack, who would have been filling in for Jerry, I think is how it would work. Joey Mack, of course, over at Matthew Knight Arena. The men play Florida A&M coming up at 8 o'clock. We may get a chance to check in with Joey and tell us what's going on over there just before the end of the show, before 8 o'clock. But, of course, Mike Jorgensen alongside. And, by the way, I do want to mention Jerry Allen will be back. Headset on, radio booth at Autzen, calling the game on Saturday as the Ducks get ready to take on the Huskies. And, Jorgie, we hope the Huskies. We don't know. It's been kind of a crazy day.
I hope so. I want to see these two teams get together, right now the two best in the North. And that's what it should come down to, is one final game to win the North. And so we just hope it does, and we'll find out as time goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the Ducks the past weekend – past two weekends, not what the Ducks wanted.
No, not the outcome. I mean, opportunities there, no doubt about it. And, you know, Coach Cristobal and the staff and team take a lot of pride in finishing. And the last couple of weeks, they just haven't been able to get over that last little bit of the line. And, you know, defense plays a tremendous game last week. And offense, who've been scoring points all season long, comes up a little drier than normal with points and that type of deal. So they're just that close of putting both these things together. And that's why I hope Saturday happens.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, hey, it's the Huskies. I mean, you played against the Huskies. I mean, you want that. As we see Coach Ken Wilson joining us here, and Coach will be joining you here in just a moment, so stand by. But
and we know he knows about that Husky rivalry,
yes,
too, right? I mean, he was right
about that.
Right up in the same state not too long ago fighting against that, too. So, yeah,
a lot of fun.
But
the Huskies, you want this game, this rivalry. You want this game to happen.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it means a lot to be able to get these two.
And you can play for a Pac-12 championship.
You do. And you want these two teams to get together because, you know, traditionally over time they've had such a great rivalry, been two high-quality teams. That's the way it is again this year. And so the hope is to be able to see the Ducks and the Huskies fighting it out here at Autzen Stadium.
All right, we'll take a break since Coach is there. We don't want to keep you waiting any longer. We're going to take a break, Coach. We'll be right back with you as it's the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. And linebackers coach Ken Wilson will join us next after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This is Happy from Carl's Jr. Listen closely. Do you hear that? That's the sizzling sound of 2 1/3-pound juicy Angus beef patties stacked with 4 strips of bacon on the Monster Angus Thick Burger. You're getting hungry for the bacon. You're driving to the Angus beef. But wait, don't take your eyes off the road for the monster. When I snap my star fingers, you'll pull into the nearest Carl's Jr. and order the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy.
Available for limited time at participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Make a trip to the epicenter of Oregon wine country and visit Elizabeth Chambers. Our wines are crafted authentically in an old world style in one of McMinnville's most historic working wineries. Let our staff lead you through a tasting of highly rated wines. Our newly renovated tasting room is chic and urban. It's no wonder people are talking about Elizabeth Chambers Cellar, now offering private seated tastings. Call us to find out more information or to make your reservation today. Elizabeth Chambers Cellar is open daily from 11 to 5. Find us online at ElizabethChambersCellar.com.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
You're listening to the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. Terry Johns for Jerry Allen, along with Mike Jorgensen, and joined now by linebackers coach Ken Wilson, second-year coach. We ask the tough questions first, so just get them out of the way.
Wait till you hear this one.
Yeah. What is your favorite meal and why?
Man, my wife makes a lot of great food, but I love her potato soup. She makes baked potato soup with bacon, and we usually get it around Thanksgiving and Halloween when it's getting a little chillier outside. And I like a lot of food now, but that's probably my favorite that she makes.
Well, I didn't expect that, but that's a good one. If you, it's
right.
You know, it's what you like. Jorgi, what do you got?
Yeah, yeah. Coach,
Jorgi's got a tougher one.
Coach, I want it. It's always nice to have you talk a little bit about your family. Obviously, talking about your wife's cooking, and I know you guys have been married for a long time. Congratulations on that. I think 30 coming up, if I'm not mistaken. But tell us
this summer, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about your family a little bit, if you would.
Well, my been married to my wife 29 years. She's from Reno. I met her when I was coaching down there. I actually met her on my job interview when I went down to interview the coach all a long time ago. She was babysitting one of the coach's children. And we had a chance meeting there. We ended up getting married, and we have two great kids. My son lives in Reno. He played football at the University of Nevada and has worked at Boise State in a few places. And my daughter graduated from Washington State, and she's here working here in Eugene. She's here and graduated and working in Eugene, close to the family. So I'm real proud of them, and enjoy every minute I get with them.
Coach, you mentioned 19 years on the Nevada staff, 6 years at Washington State. What made you come over to Oregon?
Well, Mario's a hard man to say no to.
Yeah.
He said he gave me a chance to come over here, and it was I got to fly in here and meet everybody and meet him personally, and loved everything about it. Obviously, loved all the chance to win national championships and Pac-12 championships, and it seemed like a good time to get in this program with all the great coaches and people in it. And I've enjoyed every second. You know, we've had some good success. We got to have some more.
You know, Coach, has coaching always been in the blood? I mean, you landed a full-time job at Nevada pretty quickly in your coaching career. Was that always kind of a passion you had, football coaching?
Well, I always wanted to be a coach, and I had some great advice from my dad. When I went to play college football, I played college football and baseball. When I went to play, he said, "What are you going to major in?" And my brother and I were two people in our family to ever go to college back in the Midwest. And he said, I told him I wanted to get be a PE major so I could be a coach. And he said, "Well, you can be a coach, but you're not going to be a PE major." And I said, "Well, what do you want me to major?" And he said, "Business. A business degree would be a good degree." So I went and got a business degree and went to grad school in New Mexico in sports administration, but still never got away from coaching. So I just had it in my blood. I was lucky enough to get a chance to start early and have a lot of good people around me, a lot of good coaches to learn from, as I still do. And I've enjoyed every second of every game. I hope to have a bunch more.
Coach, you know, coaches, as players, you want to achieve at the highest level. This team did a year ago, your first year as linebackers coach, great year. You won a Rose Bowl, and you've been a West Coast guy now for a long time. What did that mean to you?
Well, I tell you, it was a great, great feeling. It was great to be with these players and these coaches to do it. You know, as a youngster growing up in the Midwest and playing football and playing out in the backyard and stuff, the Rose Bowl went back then was the Big Ten versus the Pac-10, and that was the game that everybody watched on New Year's Day. So it was a dream come true to get a coach in that game, be in that stadium, see it all, and then what a way to finish with a Rose Bowl win. And it'll be something I'll cherish for the rest of my life. And hopefully we get a lot more of these kind of experiences.
Coach, you've had some special players over time at all these all the places that you've coached, which hasn't been that many, obviously. Nevada, Washington State, for the most part, make up. And in Oregon, you're 30 years or so. Do you stay in touch with a lot of the players that have gone on to the next level of play? I know most recently, obviously, for our Ducks, Troy Dye, but some others at Nevada and at Washington State. Do you keep in touch with them?
I do. I keep in touch with all my players that are fathers, dads, businessmen, coaches themselves now that I've recruited some of their sons to play for me. And obviously, I get a chance to the guys that are in the NFL to get to work, and I get a chance to just text with Troy here and there and call him and see how he's doing. And really proud of everything he did for this program last year and his whole career. But just the short amount of time I got to work with him, I got a great respect for him and a lot of my guys. But Troy was special to me just because of how hard he worked and what a warrior he was for us last year and what I learned from him. I probably learned more from him maybe than he even learned from me. So we had a great relationship. And, you know, I get texts, phone calls. We're in text streams and threads from all the different players and places that I've coached with coaches and the players. And that's part of this great experience that we have in coaching.
Yeah, Coach, you know, it's a coaching fraternity. I mean, everybody seems to know each other. I know it's not totally like that, but you see each other recruiting and all around. But you've worked with Joe Salavea, of course, at Washington State, Jim Mastro as well. You also knew Andy Avalos when you were coaching at Nevada, didn't you?
Yeah, Andy and I have known each other for a long time. I had a chance to even meet him at high school when he was a high school football player a long time ago when I was a young coach. And we've had a long relationship and always kind of was interested in his career. And it just so worked out that I got here to Oregon, and then we had a spot and he came in and got the defensive coordinator job, and it's been great. I mean, we've always kind of talked about at camps and on the road recruiting, and it just kind of all fell into place, and we've got a chance to work together. It's been great.
Coach, you've had mentors over time, obviously, as a student athlete, as a coach now, and other parts of life, obviously, that go with it. You've got a unique group of guys right now that you're coaching, upperclassmen teaching some youngsters and some guys in between. You know, I look at Isaac Slade Matautia and Mathis teaching some of these young guys and really passing along what they want them to be and what they want them to see and to help them get better. It's really a unique situation because they're competing against those guys too. Talk about that and that mentoring that those guys have done such a great job of.
Yeah, I mean, those two specifically, but everybody in the linebacker room, you know, we've had some guys in and out of lineups in different situations. And, you know, the one constant in that room is Isaac, and then, you know, Drew in his second year. And, you know, they're selfless. You know, they want to play. They want to play every snap. They want to be all over the field. But they also know that the better they can make the room and the guys around them, the better our whole team is going to be. And our whole defense is going to be in the linebacker position is going to be. And, you know, in the summer, we couldn't do much with them, and the players could kind of go out on the fields by themselves. Those guys were organizing it and getting the young guys and showing them and putting trash cans out on the field and doing walkthroughs and just trying to get them up to speed so we could get going on this season. And, you know, it's a tough season. There's a lot of moving parts to this season, a lot of guys playing different positions. You got to have everybody ready to play at all times, because you never know how the testing is going to come out each morning. And, you know, it's just been different. It's really a credit to those guys that they get up every day and they generate the energy and they move our room and they keep us going forward.
Well, that brings up recruiting a week from today, signing day. We can't talk about those recruits, but you know, at your position, you had three pretty good ones come in with Noah Sewell, Justin Flo, and Jackson LeDuc a year ago. Talk about those three and their development.
Well, I mean, obviously you see Noah on the field and see him and what he's doing out there for us. I mean, we got all three of those freshmen ready to play fast. You know, we knew they had a lot of talent. Obviously, Jackson and Justin have been a little bit slowed by some you know, getting banged up a little bit. So, but they'll be ready here soon to get back out. But, you know, Noah's been out there constantly and they're going to be – they're the future of the program. Obviously, Isaac's got another year. Drew could have another year. MJ Cunningham's coming back. So we've got some guys in the room, and then, the guys that we're going to sign next week, and this mixing and moving guys around. And, you know, that's part of what this year has been, trying to find the best places for a whole bunch of guys and keep them in the depth and keep everybody ready to play at all times. It's been kind of fun that way, and it's also been challenging.
You know, the learning curve is really steep for these guys when they come in out of high school, and I've heard you talk about that. What are maybe a couple of the biggest challenges that make that curve so steep for those guys to learn so quickly?
Well, I think really speed of the game is one that they didn't have to that they were pretty much ready for. But the schematics of changing and moving and all the moving parts of different fronts and coverages and the communication that the linebackers have to do on a play-by-play basis, and getting the front organized with the secondary and getting themselves lined up and getting shifts and motions and all the things that they have to go through week to week facing different teams and everything. That's something that freshmen didn't used to have to do. They always had a red shirt year and very few played. And now in this day and age and with the talent that these guys bring, we had to get them up to speed fast and get them on the field. And obviously Noah makes makes mistakes just like any other football player, but he's out there making all those calls, and he takes it very seriously, and he's playing at a high level right now for us.
All right, Coach, we got to take a break. If you can stand by for us, we'll come back and finish up with you and let you go. I know you got tons of other things. I know you really like Georgie. I don't know about me, but, you know, you'd like to be doing some other things, like getting ready for the Huskies or something. I don't know.
There you go.
It's the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. Stop by Carl's Jr. for two juicy a third pound Angus beef patties and sizzling bacon on the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy.
You slobber on that mask.
I did.
Just like Jerry does. He had a big old wet spot right
there. Is
there
a spot there?
Okay. Too, yeah.
Well. All right. We'll be back with more with linebackers coach Kid Wilson after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Mel Gibson is Santa, as you've never seen him. Rent Fat Man, now available at Redbox. To save his declining business, Kris Kringle is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military. He's also locked in a deadly battle of wits against a highly skilled assassin hired by a vengeful 12-year-old boy who believed he deserved better than coal in his stocking. As the story unfolds, it becomes clear jolly old Saint Nick isn't someone you want to mess with. Watch Fat Man, starring Mel Gibson, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Oregon Football Coaches Show.
Oregon Football Coaches Show.
On the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Carl's Jr., Oregon Football Coaches Show. Terry Johns for Jerry Allen, who will be in the radio booth coming up this Saturday, calling the game against the Huskies. As we have a linebackers coach, Ken Wilson, joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And
Yeah, thanks, Terry. So, Ken, I wanted to ask you real quickly, you know, to follow up on the last question about the linebackers and that type of deal. Over the last couple of years, and last year you moved Dye from the Mike position to the Will position, and this year the same with Isaac Slade Matauti. You moved him from the Mike position to the Will position, and Noah playing the Mike. Number one, Mike and Will. Talk about those two inside linebacker positions and maybe a couple of two or three differences. And then number two, why you've slid those guys over to a different position this year.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. We cross-train those guys all the time, all the different positions, and they're not much difference in there. The mic has a little bit more communication, a little bit more getting guys lined up. They're aligned to the field a little bit more to our stronger side of the defense. And the Will position is a little more blitz and coverage based position. It's got a little more to do in the package. There's more stuff in the package for the Will as far as different coverage packages, different blitz packages, in the dime packages and stuff like that. So we felt Troy was made for that position. And we also felt Isaac would be really good at it last year, but we had the two of them. So Isaac, being the player that he is, slid over and played the mic. And then soon as Troy was moved on to the NFL, then we moved Isaac into that more natural spot for him with his athletic ability, his size, and how fast his feet are. And it just so happened that we had Drew here that's kind of a multi-position guy, and then Noah coming in that's a natural mic. So it just kind of fit in pieces around. You know, you see during the game, there's times Isaac slides over and plays the mic position. You know, we put in a different guy at the Will or a DB, whatever, in the packages. So it's just a little bit more dynamic position in the defense. There's a little bit more knowledge and stuff you have to play it. So we felt Isaac would be really good in that position. And as we've gone through the season, he's gotten better and better. I think he's led us in tackles, you know, five or six times out of that position. And then Noah's given us some good sacks and tackles for loss out of the mic position.
Coach, with this short season – and everything that's been going on, and I know this program is not about any excuses, but explanations, you know, behind you. Wasn't that your position group? You had graduations with Troy Dye, as we mentioned, but the secondary, there were some opt-outs. And how much did that affect the progress of the defense here early in the season?
You know, it's hard to say. You have attrition and additions and subtractions all throughout the years, and you know, I mean, like you just said, we're not making any excuses for anything. We're trying to get better and beat Washington this week. And, you know, one thing you have to have as coaches and players, you have to have a very short memory. You got to celebrate quickly. You got to console yourself quickly and learn from adversity quickly and get on to the next game. You can't dwell on those, just like when you're out on the football field. You know, you have a good play or a bad play. You got to evaluate it quick and get on to the next play. And that's what we do. And then at the end of the season, then we'll evaluate everything that came before that.
Watching teams play when you guys couldn't play, in the month of September in particular, when the normal season kind of starts for the bulk of the teams in the country, did you guys learn things from those games, watching those games? Not that you sat around watching games all the time because you had work to do and prep for the season, but were there things that you were able to take, you, players, staff, were able to take from those games?
Yeah, we learned a lot, Jordy. We learned a lot from talking to our friends that were coaches and D coordinators, and Coach Cristobal talking to head coaches about the stuff that they were going through early in the season and stuff they wish they had done in fall camp that they didn't, because they didn't know at the time what the curve was going to be and how it was going to shake out. So we learned a lot. We also have all of our quality control guys and our GAs cutting out film every week of all the trouble plays, the trick plays, the plays that teams are having trouble with, or the things that they're doing well and poorly, so we can evaluate and go, either we can use that or we can learn from it, or we can do these drills and practice so that doesn't happen to us. And, you know, it's an ever moving and changing thing, but you're always trying to catch that success and not get into too big of a rut.
You know, and as a coach, you're not just coaching players on the field. You know, there's more to it than that. You're kind of the father figure when they're away from home quite a bit. You know, with the pandemic, the social injustice and mental health has been a big deal, and I've heard Coach Cristobal talk about that. But address that a little bit, how you talk with the players, how you deal with all of that.
Well, we try to be supportive, and we try to learn from our life experiences, and we talk as a coaching staff about how we can handle those situations. And you know, obviously there was a lot of stuff thrown at a lot of young people and people in general in the United States that we're all dealing with. And we just try to bring our team together, have an open dialogue with all of our guys, try to see what was happening, not only with COVID, but with what was happening in the United States and with the social injustice, how we could help and how we could be supportive and how we could also learn from our players. You know, we learn as much when we have open dialogue. You learn so much about life experiences of other, and it doesn't matter how young or old you are, you're learning those life experiences. So we're all taking steps in new directions and trying to be better than we were the day before. And that's what we're trying to do with these guys, and give them a lending hand, a shoulder, and, you know, like you said, a parenting hand, a coaching hand, whatever they need, and try to help them to navigate, just like we're all trying to navigate, and do it together in the most positive way we can.
You know, Oregon, Washington traditionally has a feel to it, a rivalry to it. And yet you understand that being up in Pullman for the years that you were there between Washington and Washington State. How do you approach this game this week without letting all the talk outside take over and that type of, did you approach it as, hey guys, this is opponent number six, this is the way we have to attack it? Or how do you approach that with your team and your group?
Well, obviously, I mean, every game we play is a high stakes game. We got to win one game a week, and that's what we're trying to do. But certain games have a different feel to it. And just because of the rivalry and the players and everybody from the Northwest, however that goes. But it's our jobs as coaches to direct the focus and the energy towards these guys getting better every day, so we give them the best chance to succeed in the game on Saturday and not lose the focus and go into a game, you know, not ready to play and then feel bad about it at the end. So it's our job to be the mature ones, to direct it, to keep that energy hot and be ready to play in these kind of games. But we see big games every week, right? I mean, this is the Pac-12 conference. A lot of these guys were in a Rose Bowl and a Pac-12 championship game. So they've seen big games. It's our job to direct them, teach them, get them ready for this one so they play at the highest level they can on Saturday.
Well, Coach, we got to go, so make sure we have time for Verone McKinley. But it's been a pleasure talking to you. We're glad you're here coaching the Ducks, and look forward to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Awesome, guys. Enjoyed it. Appreciate you guys.
All right. He's linebackers coach Ken Wilson as the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show continues. Coming up next, the Pepsi Player Spotlight as Joey Mack sits down with safety Verone McKinley after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This is Happy from Carl's Jr. Listen closely. Do you hear that? That's the sizzling sound of 2 1/3-pound juicy Angus beef patties stacked with 4 strips of bacon on the Monster Angus Thick Burger. You're getting hungry for the bacon. You're driving to the Angus beef. But wait, don't take your eyes off the road for the monster. When I snap my star fingers, you'll pull into the nearest Carl's Jr. and order the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy.
Available for limited time at participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
When did business insurance become one size fits all? At EMC Insurance Companies, we've known for more than 100 years that businesses have unique needs. It's why from coast to coast, we provide insurance packages that are designed and tailored specifically for nearly 500 different types of businesses. Add our expert loss control and quick claim services, and you can see why customers count on EMC to help protect what they've built. Find an EMC agent near you at emcins.com.
Ninkasi Brewing is proud to be an official partner of the Oregon Radio Network.
Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Oregon!
Independently owned and brewed in Eugene since 2006, Ninkasi invites you to slay the season with Slayer Winter Ale on shelves now. Slayer is available in a 6-pack of bottles and in a 12-pack of cans for the very first time. More information at ninkasibrewing.com. That's ninkasibrewing.com.
The ins and outs of all things Ducks. This is the Oregon Football Coaches Show on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! Me over it.
Pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To the Oregon Football Coaches Show presented by Carl's Jr. And by the way, Dairy Mart The Oregon Football Coaches Show, also brought to you by Dairy Mart and Lock Mead Family, the local stop for fresh to-go lunch, thirst-quenching drinks, and award-winning ice cream. I knew that would get your attention. Go Ducks. Yeah, by Dairy Mart. All right, time now for the Pepsi Player Spotlight is Joey Mack. Got a chance to sit down with Verone McKinley III.
All right, it's not very often that we talk to somebody on the show who's a third. That's right. Verone McKinley is our guest. We're going to talk with Verone McKinley III, sophomore safety for the Ducks. All right, first of all, let me ask, just could you tell us about the first, second, and then also you, the third in your family, and introduce fans to your family a little bit?
Well, my dad's dad, he's passed away. My dad, of course, he's around and everything. I mean, that's my dad. He's at home in Dallas, Texas. And then there's me.
Are you very similar to Verone McKinley I and Verone McKinley II, or are you different as the third?
Oh, I mean, I'm really passionate, I would say. So that's something that's probably really similar. And just I like to think things through. That's probably something that is also I kind of got from my dad, just thinking through everything, especially with my love for football and everything like that.
I like that. Well, I had to ask you because it's not very often that we get somebody who's a third on the show. You know, you were a freshman All-American last year, Verone, and I just want to introduce you properly a little bit. And, you know, you've had such a successful career, particularly intercepting the ball. I want to talk to you about that. But first, Shane Lemieux famously asked himself this question, actually, when he was on the coach's show, Verone. He said, I want to be able to talk about, like, who is Shane Lemieux? And so now I ask everybody that question when they come on. Describe yourself. Who is Verone McKinley III?
I would say I'm a humble individual that's just very hardworking and really determined. Really didn't have anything just handed to me. I feel like I've earned everything and had to work for it. And I've always been somebody that you can count on. So
I like that. Is there a reason that you wear number 23?
Well, when I first came in, I wanted number 3. Johnny had it, and back then, we weren't really doing the single digits for, like, incoming freshmen. So I got 23, and then, I liked it, and I was like, it'd be cool. And then Michael Jordan wore it, LeBron wore it, and then I was like, 23 is kind of cool, especially as a DB. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it.
See, I was wondering if you were a big basketball fan. Obviously, 23 has a lot of connections to basketball.
It does. Actually, my mask is Jordan, actually, so.
See, you're onto something here, Verone. Verone McKinley III joining us. You know, there's so many unknowns, I feel like, every day, Verone, just mentally approaching that. And this week with so many different things and you guys still attacking practice today, just take fans inside the mindset of you and the team right now as you guys deal with all these different variables throughout the course of a week and throughout the course of this season.
We just attack every day. We have a process of being 1-0 every day. And today, it was nothing different. It was another Wednesday preparing for Washington and just ready to go for Saturday. So it wasn't anything different. Just did the same thing we always do.
I know that you are big when it comes to breaking down film, Verone. Has it always been that way, that you're just a student of the game studying film all the time?
Yes, sir. It started kind of early on. My dad would always tell me, you know what the opponent's going to do, and it helps you play fast. And we always preach play fast and play physical. And when you kind of have an idea of what the offense is doing and where they're trying to attack you, then it allows you to play faster.
I know that you've done a lot of work with the Elite Media Group. So I have to ask you a little bit about that. And you're smiling. I'm glad that you're smiling. We're going to have some fun talking about this. Tell fans about what you've been doing and how you got started doing it.
So for me, I have aspirations after football to be in front of the camera and be a broadcast journalist and, you know, talk about football, sports, any sport really, but particularly football, because I like breaking it down and looking at the ins and outs of football offensively and defensively. So I had a friend that had this Elite Media Group, and well, we've been friends since freshman year of high school, and I had been tweet stuff about football. I'd be watching film throughout quarantine, just different NFL teams, college, and he had seen some of my tweets, even music related, sports related, like basketball, anything. So he was like, hey, like, I'm in this group, like you'd be a good fit, and like he added me to the group message, and things just clicked from there. And around that time, we were just kind of getting started and everything. The Elite Media page on Twitter had just been made, and we started doing it, and we were like, okay, so for my section, we were doing football. It's me, it was two other people, and we decided to make a podcast, and we were like, what should we title it? We didn't know. We wanted something football related, so we were like, should it be like In the Zone, something like that? And then like Check Fade, we were like, Check Fade, because, you know, when somebody checks fade, we're like, Tech Faith podcast. And so that's really what we've been doing. We've made some lists of top positions throughout the NFL. Today we just released top five receivers of all time, top five quarterbacks of all time, and top five corners. So that sparked a little bit of tension on the Twitter timeline today, but it's been fun. And those guys are great. We do sports, culture, media, literally anything.
At VMcKinley3 on Twitter. So Julio Jones is the fifth best wide receiver of all time?
I think so. When you watch Julio, I mean, he's pretty dominant. He's one of those guys that's about 6'3", 6'4", but moves like he's 5'11". And just throughout his career, whenever he's healthy, he's done things that are just wild. And I felt like within that top five, Larry Fitzgerald, somebody that had literally right on the outside of it, as well as Marvin Harrison. But of course, you can shuffle those guys around. Some people thought Jerry Rice should be number one. Some thought Randy. Some even said T.O. So
I'm a 49ers fan, so I have a bone to pick with you, Verone. First of all, Jerry Rice is the best wide receiver of all time. There's no question about that.
It's hard to argue against the numbers.
Okay, so and also I'm looking at the top five quarterbacks. Tom Brady, number one. Aaron Rodgers, number two. John Elway, number three. Dan Marino's number four. Steve Young is number five.
I didn't agree with the list. Even on the podcast, I said I didn't agree. I was like, what is the top five without Peyton Manning?
Where's Joe Montana, Verone?
That's exactly. I didn't think those should be left off the list, but hey, it wasn't my list. So.
I'll take it. You could find all the podcasts, the Elite Media Group. Verone does a great job. Verone, I've loved just keeping track of it, and I got to tell you, you can't see me because I've got the mask on tonight, Verone, but I've been smiling this entire time because you're going to make a great broadcaster. You can come here and sit in this chair anytime you want. All right, and you're going to have so much success doing that when you're done playing football. So I hope that you keep it up because I'm the first to say that this is obviously a lot of fun, getting a chance to talk with you, break down film.
There you go. That's great. Joey Mack talking with Verone McKinley III, to say the coach's son, and he's smart. He's going to be a broadcaster. Playing career, we'll see how long it goes. But this fun interview. We'll have part two coming up next on the Pepsi Player Spotlight. Joey Mack with Verone McKinley III next after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Mel Gibson is Santa, as you've never seen him. Rent Fat Man, now available at Redbox. To save his declining business, Kris Kringle is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military. He's also locked in a deadly battle of wits against a highly skilled assassin hired by a vengeful 12-year-old boy who believed he deserved better than coal in his stocking. As the story unfolds, it becomes clear jolly old Saint Nick isn't someone you want to mess with. Watch Fat Man, starring Mel Gibson, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
More Jerry, Jorgie, and Joey after this timeout. This is Ducks Football from Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. Terry Johns for Jerry Allen, along with Mike Jorgensen and Joey Mack with the Pepsi Player Spotlight, Part 2 with Verone
Take
McKinley
fans
III.
Through your process of breaking down film, both maybe when you were doing it during quarantine and looking at NFL teams, and also when you're preparing for a team. What are you looking at, Verone? Like, where do your eyes go as a safety, as a defensive back, when you're breaking down film?
So, in quarantine, I was really watching secondaries. I was watching a lot of different secondaries from, let's see, I was watching the Cowboys. That's just the hometown team. I watched the Patriots. I watched the 49ers a lot as well, because I know they had a really good season defensively last year, and as well as the Chiefs. But for me, when we start watching, when I kind of, we get the new team on Sundays, we get everything. So it starts off kind of with the personnel they run, whether it's 10, 11, 12, 13. And then from there, we go kind of what are their top run plays and what are their top pass plays? Like, what do they really like to do? Their base formations, base plays they like to run. And then from there, we break down who the people are in the personnel. So who's their really good tight end, their number one tight end, their number one receiver? What do they like to do with the running back? Do they like to get him out? Is he a passing threat? And then it kind of just goes from there. And then throughout the week, you get a better understanding of, oh, here's the situation. So First and second down, there's like mixed downs. And then you have third down, which is the money downs, whether it's third and short, third and medium, or third and long. And those all change, because if it's third and short, they're most likely going to run a shorter route, sticks. They might run the ball even. Same with third and medium, they still have a chance to run the ball depending on where they're at. And then third and long, you expect them, all right, we need to know where we need to get. Here's where they need to get. We need to defend it. It's almost just like the end zone somewhat. This is where they need to get. We have people over the top of it, but you got to play under so that we can stop it. And then also you have to know where out on the field. So if you're between the 40 and the 40, we like to call it kind of the shot zone. The shot zone is where you're probably going to take some deep shots. They're going to do some double moves, some tricks to throw somebody out, hide them, and then send them deep. And you got to be aware of that no matter what happened on first down or second down. So just being situationally aware and then just everything like that.
Verone, are you sure that you don't want to be a coach?
I've talked about it. I've thought about it. I don't know yet. Part of me goes back and forth with it. Between coaching and then just wanting to be on TV for it. But I go back and forth. But I mean, I enjoy talking about football, and that's something I pride myself being on the field. It's like, I'm basically a coach on the field. And that's why I feel like I'm like the quarterback, the general kind of back there. Cause I make sure everybody's lined up, make sure the call is right, make sure everybody's doing what they need to do. You'd get this call. You need to be this leverage. No, I'll move out here. You need to take him. I'll take him. So just anything. And even now, being more active in the run and being down in the box, I may be able to even talk with linebackers and be able to talk with somebody like KT or Jarrah, who's in front of me, and they're in a different, they need to be in a certain gap. So just really learning everything. And that's something I took upon myself this past year, especially the quarantine, was to really learn our entire defense. Cause I didn't know really everything about the linebackers. I knew some of it. I really knew all the secondary. I didn't know as much about the linebackers. And then of course the D line. So learning the D line and the linebackers and where their fits are, what edge, what the shade there is, and all of that. So just being able to be that guy that's a safety net back there.
Verone, you're going to be successful in whatever direction you decide to go. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So good. It's great to talk with you. I'm curious, you know, playing different positions in the secondary and learning an entire defense, it seems like you've really just taken that on yourself. And I got to say, I love that. I mean, were you always that way? I mean, did you always want to just learn everything possible, or have you only really been that way with football, Verone?
It's not just been in football. It's been in other aspects too, especially with like music and movies and just old things in the past, just history. I've always liked history. That was kind of one of my favorite subjects going out through high school and middle school. But just with football, I mean, I came in as a corner. Mm-hmm. So I started off at corner, and then I played nickel as well. And then later, and before the season last year, I got moved to safety. So right then and there, it was like, okay, knowing everything. But me trying to know everything, I want to know where my help's at. Because, I mean, football, it's a team sport. You want to know what all 11 guys are doing, because it's like a puzzle. And if everybody does their puzzle piece, the defense works perfectly, of course. So when I was probably around freshman year, when I started playing high school football and I was on varsity and everything like that, I really wanted to know, like, where my help is. And, I mean, it's a little different when you're a freshman. It's like, okay, things are kind of going fast. A lot of moving pieces. But if I know where my help is, I can feel more confident and play to my advantage. So my help's here. Make sure they know I'm there. That's why I'm so big on communication and making sure that everybody's on the same page. I feel like there's no way you can over-communicate. can over communicate, and that's fine. That's what you want, because there's no way you shouldn't be on the same page. So knowing where your help's at, knowing where the blitz should come from, because think about it, as a blitz is about timing, and people got to get home. So you should have a mental timer. Like, if I'm in man, here's a mental timer. You have about 3 to 4 seconds, and boom, that ball's got to come out, or else he's going to get hit. So it's things like that.
Verona, again, you're going to be successful in whatever you choose to do. I'm telling you right now. This is awesome to catch up with you. So Didi Lenore said that you were top three trash talkers on the team. So I know you're a good communicator, Verona. Are you good at communicating with the other team as well?
I do like to talk a little bit of trash, especially when the tension gets high up there. You start chirping a little bit. We got to make sure we keep it under control, and I've had conversations about it. But no, I do like to talk a little bit, just me being competitive. I'm really, really competitive in anything. And just when you're on the field, you got to be a dog. That's something we've been preaching a lot really these past few weeks. You got to be a dog. And just when I'm out there, it's like, man, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. And I feel like nothing can stop me, and nothing can stop us as a defense. And it's like, we just got to go. Everybody, I mean, it's just fun. And when you're talking trash, it just makes it a little bit more fun, because it gets that guy on edge. And it's like, I want the best from you. I want your best, no matter who it is. So
Didi said that the reason that you were such a great trash talker is that you would say things that would really just jab at people, because what you said was the smartest thing on the field. So I can see that. I can see why Didi said that.
Also, yeah, that also, when you tell another receiver or something his route, it like flushes him, like, I don't know what I'm about to run. You're like, oh, draw, or something like that, and they kind of look at you like, how does he know what play is about to happen? It's probably the greatest form of trash talk, because it just throws him off the game. He's thinking like, okay, how do I need to run this route? He already knows what's going on. And if something my trainer always told me when I was younger was, if the receiver is thinking about his route, then he's in trouble.
You're right. You gotta understand, you can't see because I'm laughing right now, because I just think it's so perfect. Just well done. And now, whenever I'm normally in a regular season, like a normal season, Verone, like I'm on the sideline, but when there's so many fans, I can't hear what you guys are saying. I just see that, you know, helmets come together, face masks come together, and maybe there's a few words exchanged. So I'm just going to imagine now those sorts of things that you're talking about. Coming from Texas, Verona, I'm curious, why'd you pick Oregon? What brought you out to Eugene?
Honestly, I wanted to be different. I had kind of been like, oh, I want to stay close to home and everything. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to kind of look at the West Coast. And Oregon, actually, Coach Cristobal got hired on my official like that day. He got the job, and I had my official, and I talked to Coach Cristobal, and I just loved it here. And I was like, I'm going to be different. I'm going to go out to the Pacific Northwest. And honestly, it's been great. I feel like I've met so many people and built so many connections here, and been able to pretty much get my degree and be done already, and have opportunities to do things with the journalism and political science, and have these opportunities off the field with anything, Nike, all of that. So just really everything that comes with Oregon and Uncle Phil, and just all the connections you can meet, I just felt was the place for me.
There you go, our Pepsi player spotlight, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. And Jorgie, wow, what a bright young man.
Oh, my goodness.
Coach's kid, and you can tell.
Oh, I mean, I could just imagine if I was playing now what he'd be saying to me, talking trash. You know, if you hold the ball like this, you might throw a spiral every once in a while, you know. Then you start thinking about that. Oh, no, impressive. Tremendous player. And anytime you could put an extra corner / safety / linebacker, wherever you want to put that guy, high, high level.
And have you ever heard the trash talk? I mean, you played before that. The DB's out there telling the receiver what route he's about to run.
That's hilarious. That would get under your skin.
Oh, that was fantastic. Great to interview Joey back with Verone McKinley III. The Ducks and the Huskies, 1 o'clock kickoff, 11 a.m. pregame show. Coming up Saturday, Jerry Allen will be back calling the game. And good to have Jerry back. Joey back coming up next with Oregon men's basketball. Thank you. Goodbye, go Ducks.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds,
you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle
up.
Can we get some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
This has been the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Pepsi and Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. And by Country Financial. Protect what matters. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.